God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Freedom from leprosy. I will speak from Naaman. Freedom from leprosy. I'll read one or two scriptures, then the rest I'll be quoting them. 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1. I give me the New King James or the King James. Freedom from leprosy. Now Naaman, the captain of hosts of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, honorable because by the Lord had given him deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but was a leper. Can somebody shout, but was a leper? Come and say it again. Come and say it with the power. Luke chapter 17, verse number 11. Can I get a New King James if you have the New King James? Luke 17. You know the New King James. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria, Galilee. And what happened? Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Can I give you a prophecy right now? Will you receive it? Are you sure? By the close of tonight, whatever has put you afar, power will pull you closer again. The one that shouted, amen, let the Lord release your miracle now. The Bible declared that 10 men were lepers who stood afar off. Because of their leprosy, they stood afar. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 3. After this, the rest I'll be quoting them. 2 Kings. Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thou says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Verse number 2. So I'm go to verse 3. The verse 3. Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? Lift up right hand, let me pray. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Use me to be a blessing in the name that is above every other name. Can somebody shout a better amen? Amen. Can somebody shout a better amen? Amen. Sit down like a king, like a queen. The Bible declares that there was a man called Naaman. Can you shout Naaman? Amen. I would say he was a great man. Not just a great man. He was also very honorable. And because of Naaman, anytime they go in for battle, they win the battle because Naaman was very strong. But there was a question mark on the scripture. The Bible said Naaman was a strong man, but he was a leper. They place the word but, which means with all his strongness, with all his power, something was fighting him. Tonight, I speak over your life that whatever is fighting your life, The one that can clap and shout, let the Lord take away that power. I say, let the Lord take away that power. Lift your hand and shout, I believe. Nehemiah was a strong man, but there was something on his life that brings the summary of his problem. But he was a leper. Leprosy is an external affliction. You know, you can hide some things, but you cannot hide leprosy. When somebody is a leper, as soon as the person appears, you will know that this one is a leper, which means it's something you cannot hide. There are some problems you can pretend. There are some problems you can hide. But leprosy is something you cannot hide. And some of you are here today, there is some question marks on your life. And I came to tell somebody tonight, there is no question heaven cannot solve. Oh, you're not here tonight. I said, there is no question heaven cannot solve. I said, there is no problem heaven cannot solve. And I speak over 50 people tonight. And the question mark on your body, as you are clapping, the Lord shall take away the question mark. Come and clap your hands and shout, I believe. Come and say a power. Nehemiah was a leper. Leprosy is a mark on you that makes people to question your God. If he is a Christian, why is he suffering? If he is a Christian, why is she not married? The devil is after your testimony. The devil cannot stand your testimony. He knows that your testimony is your weapon. He knows that your testimony is your spiritual advantage over the enemy. But I came here in the name above every other name, that no power can take away your testimony. You're not shouting amen at all. I said no power can take away your testimony. Come and clap your hands and shout, I receive my testimony. Come and share with power. Come and share with the authority. Are you here tonight? We are going somewhere. To a leper is something that makes people to question your God. A leprosy is something that causes people to describe you negatively. Most of you people look at you in town and all their description about you is negative. But hear me today, the final say is not in the hands of your enemies. Am I the right place today? The final say is not in the hands of the one that hates you. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:17, the second line is said, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, we shall condemn the tongue. Today I speak over 50 people, and a spiritual accusation over your life, let power terminate the voice. I say, let power terminate the voice. Clap your hands and shout, I believe. Come and say it again. Fourth one, leprosy is a curse. Anytime you see the word leper in the Bible, it means that person is under a curse. And hear me, curse is not final. If you are under a curse, curse is not final. Because something can take away a curse, and that is God's blessing. Tonight, let blessing take away any curse in your life. Come and clap your hands and shout, I take away the curse in my life. Come and say with power. There was a law in the days of Moses that anybody who carries leprosy must not be in the city. He must be outside the city. Because they consider a leper as somebody who is unclean. So anybody who is a leper, you must be outside the city or you must be at the gate. were sitting outside the gate, and some of us, because of our problems has pushed us outside the covenant. And Bible declared Jesus Christ was preaching, and he got to a place, he saw 10 lepers, and the 10 lepers he saw, they were standing afar. There are some of you here tonight, problems has pushed you very far, but tonight I prophesy over your life. Anyone who can clap, let power pull you closer by fire. Who am I speaking to? I say, anywhere problem has put you, I see the Lord pulling you closer. I say, I see the Lord pulling you closer. Tell your neighbor, you are coming closer. Look at the face of your neighbor and tell him or her, you are coming closer. Can I preach for 2 minutes now? Hear me to the, there is no leprosy God cannot take care of. There is no leprosy heaven cannot take it away. And today, I don't know where you are or who you are hearing my voice. In the form of leprosy on your life, I see the Lord taking away that leprosy. Who am I speaking to? I prophesy in your life. Whatever has separated you from the grace of the Lord, I see God taking away the leprosy. Who am I speaking to? In the name above every other name, any question mark on your life, any question mark on your family, any question mark on your destiny, as you are clapping, I take away the question mark. Who am I speaking to? Naaman was a mighty man. Naaman was a great man, but he was a leper. But I came to tell somebody, any mark on your life, any mark they have placed on your life, separating you from your blessing, I take away that leprosy. I say, 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 I take away that leprosy upon your life, upon your marriage, upon your children. I remove the leprosy. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh my God. You know, Naaman will go out, fight people, kill people, but he could not kill leprosy. Naaman, he will go out, fight. He was army general. Naaman was a commander. He could kill people, but he could not solve his own leprosy. Are you here tonight? So one day they went out and they brought a slave, a girl from Israel. And when the girl entered the house, the girl realized that the master will go out as a champion, but the master will come into the room and be crying because the leprosy was tormenting Naaman. Hear me, to most of you, you come to church, you are excited, you clap and you dance, but when you go home, you are crying in your room. Whatever is tormenting your life, whatever is tormenting your family, tonight I came to take away that leprosy. Oh, you are not here today. I said, I take away that leprosy. I said, I take away that leprosy. Anybody clapping and shouting, let the Lord take away your leprosy. Who am I speaking to? I prophesy over your life. By the close of tonight's service, and the question mark on you, the Lord shall take away the question mark. Who am I speaking to? The Lord shall take away that question mark on your life. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. Leprosy is a visible reproach. There is some reproach you can hide. There is some reproach you cannot hide. There are some problems you can hide. There are some problems you cannot hide. The leprosy of Naaman, he could not hide the leprosy. Can I tell you something? Thank God they all know your problem. Thank God they all know about your downfall. Thank God they all know about your shame. The same people heard about your shame. In the next 24 hours, they will hear your testimony also. I don't like the way you are clapping at all. Anybody clapping and shouting, I prophesy, all those who heard your shame, all those who heard your shame, all those who heard your downfall, thank God, you know my leprosy. You know my affliction. You will hear my testimony. Who am I speaking to? I prophesy. They know your leprosy. They know your leprosy. But God soon is about to let them hear your testimony. Come on, give the Lord a clap and a shout. You know, when Naaman was in that leprosy, God was also preparing a prophet for him. You know, God was preparing a major prophet for Naaman. And the name, the man said, Mama, there is a prophet in Miracle Arena. You're not clapping your hands at all. I know this prophet. He is Prophet Dr. Kofi Danso. If Papa will follow me, if Nema will follow me to this church, I know that the leprosy will leave. Tonight, the one that can jump and shout, leprosy will leave your life. You came here with a leprosy, but you are going back with your miracle. Who am I speaking to? You enter here with a story, but you are living here with a glory. All those who are clapping, all those who are shouting, I prophesy your leprosy is over. My enemies rejoice, not over me, because when I fall, I shall rise. I see 50 people rising tonight. You are rising from poverty. You are rising from shame. You are rising from downfall. Who am I speaking to? Can I prophesy over your life? Today, I hear the voice speaking to me. It is the end of your leprosy. Anybody clapping and shouting, the Lord shall take it away. I said, the Lord shall take it away. The Lord shall take it away. Go and tell your neighbor, today is the last day you shall be like this. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Go and tell your neighbor, go and tell somebody that today is the last day. You are laughing at me. That is okay. You are saying I cannot make it. That is okay. You are gathered against me. That is okay. David said, oh Lord, see how my enemies have increased against me. And all that they are saying, there is no help for me in my God. It's a battle. Oh Lord, you are the shield around me. You are my glory. And the one that will lift up my head. I came to declare Miracle Arena. Any daughter here, any son here, who can rejoice and clap, your leprosy is over. Atoliapalibatoliapa. The leprosy is over. The Lord shall turn your mourning into dancing. Who am I speaking to? Can I prophesy? Maybe in January, they saw you in January, they laugh at you. Maybe in February, they saw you and they laugh at you. Maybe in September, they saw you and they laugh at you. Thou sayest the Lord, by the end of this month, the same people who laugh at you, they are coming to rejoice with you. Speak on Libala Shantalamapa. Adili Masua Debe. Kapaluma Dili Basa. Akeli Bakoli Apalebapa. The Lord is in the house. I see an angel taking away shame. I see an angel taking away poverty. I see an angel removing satanic marks. Who am I speaking to? Give me your two hands. Give me your two hands. I prophesy over the two hands. Any leprosy on your hands as you are clapping, let the prophecy catch fire. Let the leprosy catch fire. You are not clapping at all. You are not clapping at all. Come on, give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. Can I talk to you? There are some problems in your life. Only God can solve it. And God will use his people to solve it. Can I pray for 2 minutes? And Naaman followed the young girl, and they got to where the prophet was. And the prophet said, I am not coming out. Tell him to go and dip his body in the river 7 times. And Naaman said, me, I have better rivers. And even my room have a jacuzzi. If I want to bath, I can bath with a good soap. Hear me? Sometimes where our miracle is, we misbehave. Your behavior affects your perception. Because when Naaman was going, Naaman was expecting the prophet to come out, lay hands on him, wipe oil on the body. But your ways are not the ways of God. I hear today. He said, I am not coming. I'll go and dip your body in the river 7 times. And the young girl came and said, Papa, if the prophet have told you something big, you have done it. Just simple way, wash and be clean. And Naaman remove his body and dip himself in the river 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the 7th time. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, the leprosy disappeared. Today I prophesy to people here, and where the leprosy is on your body, as you are clapping, I see the leprosy leaving your body. Lift up all and shout, this is my time. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again.
Believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.